开罗马书第十二章。
So we turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们上个礼拜讲到第几节？
Which one verse did we stop last week?
上个礼拜讲到第几节？我们已经讲到第十二章第十二节。
Number 12 and verse 12.
在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。现在我们再读一次第十二节，一二三。在指望
中要喜乐，
在
患难
中
要忍
耐，
祷
告
要恒切。
第十三节我念的是，你们一同开声念的是，圣徒缺乏要帮补，可有一位款待大家的。圣徒
缺乏
要
帮补，可
要
一位
的
款待。
接下去的一两节我读，但是我们今天没有讲到那个地方。逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅，与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭，要彼此同心，不要自气高大，倒要扶酒卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。我们都进到这个地方，我们再次祷告，请李建南博士带领我们。
父神，我们再次来到你面前的时候，把你的话语打开，求主开我们的心，开我们的心窍，圣灵再次光照我们，透过你的仆人把你的真道向我们讲解，也使我们有谦卑受教的心。奉主的名祷告，阿们
阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里提到三件很重要的事情。
Last week we mentioned about three very important things，
有关于我们的盼望的问题。
There's thing about hope，
有关于我们在患难中间的状况。
About our situation in afflictions，
还有有关于我们祷告的这个心智。
About mentality in prayer，
每一个人都有盼望的功能。
Everyone has that function of hoping。
但是我们的盼望是为什么？
But why is that we hope？
我们的盼望是建立在什么基础？
Based on what that we hope？
我们凭着什么对我们盼望有把握？
With what certainty we have in our hope？
这是基督徒与非基督徒不同的地方。
That's different Christian and non-Christian。
基督徒根据神永远不变的本性。
The Christian according to the unchanging nature of God，
诚信真实的动机
，and also very faithful this motive，
以及他掌管历史的大能
，and also his power to control the history，
为圣徒预备了应许
，and to prepare a promise for the Christians。
所以我们在这个应许上建立我们的盼望。
So upon this promise we build our hope。
如果我们的盼望跟上帝的应许没有关系
，if our promise has nothing to do with God's promise，
我们就是无地无释放，无地放矢。
Then there is no aim for us.
我们没有真正的目标。
There's no aim for us.
我们像打空气一样。
It's like hitting the empty air.
所以我们的盼望要跟神的应许建立在一起。
So our hope must be linked together with the promise of God.
盼望中间的不是愁眉苦脸。
It is in hope that with a frown.
乃是要喜乐。
But with joy.
在患难中间什么呢？
So in affliction.
患难中间要忍耐。
Be patient.
因为我们的力量不是一种攻击人。破坏人的力量。
Because our power is not attacking power.
那个烧别人的教堂，烧毁别人的祭坛，这种聚会，这种的勇气不是基督教。
The one who build people's church, their altar is not Christian courage.
基督教的勇气乃是有苦难可以忍受，坚持到底的勇气。
The courage of Christian is that we have the patient affliction.
所以保罗不是在患难中间要喜乐，不是这样。
Paul is not saying affliction you rejoice.
保罗是在患难中间要忍耐。
But in affliction you must be patient.
然后祷告要恒切。
Then be faithful in your prayers.
我相信有一段的时间，我们应当有一个特别的祷告神学的讲。
I believe that we must have a talk on the theology of prayers.
因为许多人好像天生就知道什么叫做祷告。
Because a lot of people are born knowing how to pray.
所以有许多人在基督教信仰里面。
And that's why in Christian faith.
但是他的祷告生活还是受过去宗教的观念深深的影响。
But yet their prayer life is affected by their former beliefs.
在不同的地方换了一个名字。奉耶稣的名阿们，他就叫做基督教的祷告。
The only difference is that they pray in Jesus' name and they thought it's a Christian prayer.
祷告的内容根本不是神的旨意。
And the content is not according to the will of God.
凭着自己的私意妄求。
But according to your own desire, act in vain.
凭着自己的野心来祈求。
According to ambition, you pray to God.
祈求的时候是必上帝顺服他的。
But when you pray, you want to force God to abide to your will.
这种祷告不是祷告。
This is not will, this is not prayer, it's not prayer.
这种祷告是外邦人心念的表达。
But it's the expression of pagans' will.
所以我们的主说，
So Lord says,
先求上帝的国跟他的义。
Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness.
你所需要的就必加给你们。
And all these things will be added unto you.
那我们照着神的原理，照着神启示的道来祷告的时候。
According to the principle of God, the review will and pray.
我们要恒切。
Be patient.
恒切就经常不断。没有灰心的祷告。
Persistently, consistently, we pray.
是耶稣基督所讲的。
So Jesus said,
你们要常常祷告，不可灰心。
Pray constantly and not feel downhearted.
许多时候我们祷告来祷告去，事物没有改变。
Many times we pray as if there's no change.
困难还在那里。
Difficulty is still there.
然后你就怀疑说，上帝到底有没有听我的？
Then you are skeptical whether God listens to my prayer.
上帝既然是全能的，为什么他不马上答应，害我继续不断这样跪下来，这样苦求？
Since God is omnipotent, why then he don't answer the question quickly so that I want to continue to pray?
我们的祷告中间不要忘记神的主权超过我们的心愿。
In prayer, do not forget that God's sovereignty surpasses our will.
永远的计划超过我们的计划。
And is that plan surpass our plan?
我不要忘记神的智慧高过我们的计
划。Do not forget that God's wisdom surpasses our wisdom.
虽然我们的祷告没有及时得到答应。
Even though our prayer is not quickly answered.
但我们以儿女的身份来到父的面前，这就是一个特权。
But as children, we come to God, that's a privilege.
虽然我们没有得到我们当时需要。
Even though at that time we do not have our need met.
神的时间表从来没有过迟。
But God's time schedule is always exact and right.
他的时间是最美。
Because his time is the best.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
大概十年前。
About 10 years ago.
有很多人对我说。
A lot of people told me.
你的神学讲座不要太迟，快快讲灵恩派所需要那些道理。
要咋掉了这个咋？什么那么 talk and those things required by the charismatic the moment.
所以他说最好是我们定题目，你来讲。
That we fix the topic, you come and talk to us.
我说我是神的仆人。
I say I'm the servant of God.
你定题目你自己。
You fix the topic, you talk yourself.
上帝给我的时间。
Because the time God has given to me.
上帝给我的引导。
And the guidance of God.
这一生从来不越过不随便。
In front of my life, I do not run before God.
那些想利用我做他们工作的。
Those people that utilize me to do their work.
就离开了。
They'll leave.
他们就自己组织，自己讲一些认为最时髦的题目。
So they form their own seminars and talk the modern topic.
就有点现在做生意的那个 market.Economy.
Just like business and they are market oriented. Anything they can sell, we are the produce. Anything they can make money, they change their career. Not me. So 6 years later, I waited. I started a series of talk on Holy Spirit.
At that
time, Toronto Blessing was the influence of the whole world. A lot of people have seen that the time is now, not past. God's guidance is never wrong. So everyone who serves God, do not force on God. Do not compel God.
主啊，你照我的意思做我要你做的事。
Lord, do according to what I want you to do.
这样的态度不是把主当作主，是把主当作奴仆。
Then to you, Lord, is not Lord but a servant.
所以保罗说你们祷告要恒切。
Paul said that pray consistently.
尽你的责任。
And do your best.
借着神给你的信心。
According to the faith God has given to you.
照着神的计划。
According to his plan.
顺服神的引导。
Submit to his guidance.
等候上帝的时间。
Wait for his time.
祷告要恒切。
Pray constantly.
这是很重要。
It's important.
接下去第十三节告诉我们。
And then verse 13 says,
这里有两句话。
Two statements.
第一句话就是圣徒有缺乏，要帮助。
God's people have need, you must help them.
第二句话，客要一味款待。
You must practice hospitality.
那么圣徒有缺乏，要帮助。
With the need of saints.
这个到底什么意思？
What do you mean?
客要一味款待。
And treat people equally.
又是什么意思？
What do you mean?
所以有一些人以为这就是施舍的问题。
People talk about giving and gift.
跟请人吃饭的问题。
And the invitation of feast.
甚至有人呢误会这句话。
People misunderstood this.
所以所有人到他家里吃饭，他就给他一种菜，因为是圣经是一味款待。
Every time somebody come to the for meal, they give only one dish.
只有一种味道款待。
Only one dish.
所以不可以两个味道。
Not two dishes.
这就是你不是这样解释。
No, no, we don't interpret this manner.
所以我们现在从原则来看，这节圣经到底要讨论。
So in principle, I want to see what do we mean by this statement.
所以圣经都要讨论，就是丰盛生命。
You talk about the fruit of abundant life.
What do you mean
abundant life?
你还能供应别人。
So,
这个叫做丰盛。
After dinner, the life, you can still provide for other things, and that's called abundant life.
自己的事情搞得清清楚楚，你还有足够的时间，有多余的能力去解决别人的困难，这个叫做丰盛。
Other than they can deal with their own matter, you can still help others solve problems. That's called abundant life.
除了你自己的信仰坚定，你还可以扶持别人，使别人建立坚守信仰。
After the fact that your faith is firm, you can still help others to strengthen their faith.
所以叫丰盛的生命。
That's called abundant life.
有自己已经足够可以分给别人的。
Which is that you yourself is fulfilled, then you can help others.
所以丰盛生命真正的原理就是分享的生命。
So the true principle of abundant life is a life of sharing.
今天许多人现在做一些事，没有时间，没有办法，我没有办法，我没有时间，为什么？因为他自己的东西永远搞不清。
A lot of people you ask them to help, they say I have no time because they cannot deal with their own matters.
永远在自己困难中间团团。
Forever they are caught with their own business.
到死也没有办法对任何一个人有帮助。
Until they die, they cannot help anybody.
Even unto their death.
直到他死还不能够。
他还没有办法帮助别人。
They cannot help others.
因为他总是在自己的困难中间团团。
In the whole life, they are bound with their own business.
但是一个丰盛生命的人。
But one with abundant life.
每时每刻。
Every time, every moment.
预备有恩神的恩典可以流露出去。
He's prepared to overflow the grace of God to others.
有足够的力量可以帮助。
He's sufficient to help others.
是个很不简单的。
It's not easy.
我从小就注意到这个事情。
Since I was young, I pay attention to this.
为什么有的人一天到晚忙自己的事，永远忙不完
？Why is it that people who are so busy with their own business and cannot finish the business?
有一些人时时刻刻成了许多人的帮。
But there are people who can become to help others.
是不是他的时间24小时，另外一个人时间300个小时
？You see, people only have 24 hours, but this person has 3 hours a day.
为什么呢
？Why?
原来不是分量的问题。
Not quantity.
是心智生命。
But mentality and abundance life that he has. The mentality in life is surpass our quantitative richness. People in the most busy time, they can still take the time to help others. Some were still so in leisure, but still cannot solve their own problems. And that's what we want to understand about abundance life. Verse 13 talk about this. And also principle abundance life.
什么意思呢?
What do you mean by
that? 分享你的生命。
To share your life.
Share your life.
分享你的生命。
我告诉你，爱没有分出去，永远没有完整。
If I is not shared, it can never be perfect and complete.
生命没有分享出去，永远不满足。
Life not shared is not fulfilled.
我们千万不要以为越保留我们就越丰满。
You cannot because we keep it, we thought it's abundance.
因为从属灵生命的原则来看。
From spiritual life's emphasis.
越为自己保留的生命越是贫穷的生命。
The life that's been kept for yourself is the poorest life.
越分享的生命是越丰富的生命。
The life which is shared is abundant life.
我们一个右手一个左手。
We have a left and a right hand.
我们不可能两个手用的一样多。
We cannot use the two hands equally.
有的人习惯什么都用右手做。
Some will use their right hand every time.
左手懒惰什么都不做。
And the left hand is lazy.
但那些真正用力用功勤劳做的手，那个手就是更健康的手。
But the hand which work harder is a stronger hand.
对不对啊？
Is it true?
你们哪一个手是健康的手？
Which hand is stronger for you?
哪个手是强有力的手？
Which hand is stronger for you?
那个多做工。
The hand that work hard.
多牺牲。
More.
多劳苦。
And also labor.
多殷勤。
The one that's leisure.
这个生命就丰盛。
This life become abundant.
我们一定要从圣经所隐藏的这些智慧，找出神要我们过的生活。
With this kind of wisdom hidden in the Bible, want to lead our life.
一个只顾自己的人。
Or one who take care for himself.
永远是贫穷的。
Forever is poor.
一个常常照顾别人的人。
The one who take care of others.
他的生命一定活泼起来。
His life become lively.
丰盛起来。
Abundance.
所以我们要做一个丰盛生命的基督徒。
So we are the Christian that have abundant life.
我们既要做一个不顾自己。
A one who doesn't care for himself, not for yourself.
但是愿意舍己服侍别人的。
A one who sacrifice himself to serve others.
从今天开始。
Henceforth.
试试看你学习这个真理。
Try to learn this.
在德国有一个寡妇。
In Germany, there's this a widow.
丈夫已经死了。
Husband has passed away.
养大一个孩子。
所以 upgrow a child.
第二次世界大战的。
At the Second World War.
这个孩子出去从军。
This son will went to the army.
消息传回来。
Then the news came back.
只有一个孩子。
Only one son.
被人炸死了。
It was bombed.
从那一天开始。
And from that day onward.
他 不能活下去。
所以跟他恳请着的 leave，
门关起来。
所以 shut the door，
窗关起来。
And shut the window。
从那天开始不要出门。
From that day on he doesn't go out。
不要见人。
Doesn't want to see anybody。
不要想着活下去。
Doesn't want to live anymore。
也不能自杀。
But she cannot commit suicide。
这个人就忧忧苦苦的在一个小房子里过了好几个月。
So we're depressed if she live in that place for a few months。
电话也不接。
And not taking a phone,
也不见
not seeing anybody.
自己用一点东西养活自己，越来越瘦，就这样活下去。
And feed herself with a little bit of food and continue to live.
他是等自然的死。
Waiting for natural death.
后来有个基督徒去见他。
Later, Christian visited her.
It's a common, it's a common.
And knock the door and knock the door.
他不得不出来看。
So she came and opened.
出来开的时候
，when she opened,
那个基督看见他三分像人，七分像鬼。
And it looked like a ghost, actually.
瘦得不得了
，so skinny，
完全没有体力
，and without any strength。
他说：“对他说，为什么你要这样
？Why is that
摧残你自己
？You want to destroy yourself？”
他说：“我做了你有什么意思
？”He said, "What's the meaning in life now？”
我活在世界上
，What's the meaning for me to live the world？ My husband passed away. Only one son.
我把他养大
，I brought him up.
我老的时候
，I thought I'm old.
依靠他
，I want to rely on him.
现在他去打仗去战死了
，Now he was bombed.
我完全没有意义活在这个
，No meaning for me to continue to live.
他讲的时候，那一个太太就流眼泪，一直听。一直哭不讲话
and that old lady heard and shed tears
所以当他讲完自己的痛苦的时候
and after he has finished, she has finished all
看见对方的眼泪
and she the tears
他第一次感到生命有温暖
the first time she feel the warm in life
有时候我们不要有我们的话多就可以安慰人
at a time don't feel that we have any word you can comfort people
人不是需要我们的话
people don't need our word
你不要哭啊
don't cry
不要紧啊
don't cry never mind
因为是你的孩子
because
the son
died not my son
当然不要紧
of course never mind Of course, don't cry.
哭是他的经历，不是你的事情。
Because crying is her experience, not your matter.
他没有办法受安慰。
So she cannot be comforted.
这个人一流泪的时候。
But when that lady shed tears.
第一次感到有同在。
The first time she feel the presence.
有了解。
The understanding.
有同情。
There's a sympathy.
有明白。
There's understanding.
心灵的伙伴。
And spiritual partnership.
但是不久以后呢。
Later on.
他说他哭。
She cried.
虽然他同情我
Even though she sympathized me,
他不能帮助我
she can help me.
又再回头
Then she come back.
过一个很痛苦的
and lead a very depressed life.
第二个人来的时候
the second time when this person comes and knocked the door,
他就问是谁
she said, ask who?
听到他的名字
and her name,
他就容易开门
easier for her to open the door.
他们开门以后呢
after opening the door,
那个人对他说什么呢
that person said,
我带你出去好不好
I want to take you out.
不要
No.
我不要出门
I'm not going to go out.
除了你来我不要见
after you come out, I won't see anybody.
他说我们出去也不去买东西不去找人我们就去走一走就回来
We just take a walk not to buy anything
陪你散步
I accompany you to walk
带他出去一次
So took her once
就一下子就回来
And come back again
我不要见了 我要回来
I'm not going to see anybody I'm not going to return
第二次的
The second time
他先祷告
She prayed
也带他去探访
And took her to visitation
去探访的时候去探访一个四个孩子都死掉了
A one who has died with four children
所以当他坐在那边听人家四个孩子都死了
So when she was sitting there listening to people has four sons passing away
第一次感觉世界不是单单我有苦别人也有苦
First time she felt that I'm not the one who suffer in the world
所以他说还有没有别的孩子死的我也要去看
I see any other children that pass away I want to visit them
一个一个去看那些孩子死的
So one by one she visited those that have lost sons
后来发现了有的人比他更苦
Some suffer even more than herself
他们有一种喜乐是别人没有
And they come with joy people don't have
他就从那个地方开始
From that time onwards she started
生命的丰盛
So the abundant life Not have some self-pity.
不是从自己恩赐的保留
Not to keep your own gift.
不是从你只顾自己的事
Not to take care of your own self.
生命的丰盛
The abundant life.
生命的分享为实相
Start from sharing.
当你照顾别人
When you take care of others.
关心别人
When you take concern of others.
知道别人的困难
We know others suffering.
同情他们
You sympathize them.
为他们祷告的
Pray for them.
上帝就使你脱离你自己的困境
God let you be released from all the sufferings
这是我们从约伯记里面的记载找到的原理
From the record book of Job we find this principle
约伯记最后一章
The last chapter of Job
约伯为朋友祷告
Job pray for a friend
上帝就救他脱离他的困境
And God took him out from the suffering
就将这一句话
And this statement
约伯为朋友祷告
Job pray for a friend
注意当约伯为朋友祷告的时候
When Job was praying for a friend
约伯自己满身身伤
He has the boys without being healed.
约伯的妻子已经离开他。
And the wife passed.
约伯的孩子都埋葬了。
And also children have been buried.
最孤单的人。
He was lonely.
但是圣经说， 他为朋友祷告。
But whenever he prayed for others,
上帝就开始拯救他。
And God saved him.
这个先后问题你要明白。
See the order.
当你先照顾别人的时候
，When you first take others,
神会照顾你。
God will take care of you.
当你爱别人的时候
，When you love others first,
神把加倍的爱给你。
God added to you double for the love.
上帝对撒拉法寡妇的孩的寡妇说
，But the widow Sarafa, God said,
你要受我的感动。
You must touch my
milk. 给神人赐。
And give God's man
his.
Elijah says,
现在我从基利西方到这里来。
From this place I come to.
你给我饼吃。
Give me food.
这沙拉瓜寡妇人，这个传道的没有良心。
And this preacher, how come he ask me to give me food?
我的丈夫死了。
My husband passed away. I have two children.
我想养你或者养孩子哪个重要
？Then to feed you and to feed my children, who is more important? Who is more important?
哎，哪个重要
？Which is more important?
啊？那个孩子重要
？Of course, our children.
一个孩子是孩子嘛
？Because children are children.
你要这个老人赚什么
？Elijah, what is he?
他有什么关系
？What relation with me?
我是寡妇
，I'm a widow.
没有丈夫
，without husband.
他到厨房去看
，so she went to the kitchen.
听过这个名字
，and heard this name.
以利亚
，Elijah.
神人
，and God's man.
上帝的先知
，and God's prophet.
我现在养他
，I want to feed him.
他到厨房看
，he goes to the kitchen.
米粉剩下一点
，a lot of flour.
油剩下一点
，and a little bit of oil.
给他吃。
Fit him?
No, what?
What about myself?
What are my
children? What are my children?
是他剩下
的。The remnant I did eat.
吃不饱，饿不死。
And okay, cannot leave continually then.
看他的样子，一定吃了没有剩下。
So he will take all, I think.
那要给他吃吗
？Do I going? Am I going to feed him?
圣经说。
The Bible says.
他就煮了。
He cooked. She cooked.
给他吃。
And feed him.
他心里说：“今天我死就死了。”
He wrote the guy today. Let me die then.
先照顾别人。
Take care of others first.
当他煮给以利亚吃。
When she cooked for Elijah.
回头去看。
And coming back to look at it,
还在。
The flour is still there.
油还在。
The oil is still there.
再给他吃。
And feed him again.
还在。
Oil is still
there. 自己给孩子吃。
And feed their own children even.
又忘了。
Every time he finished the food.
又忘了。
Still there. Still there. Still there.
为什么呢
？Why?
神行奇迹。
Because God had performed a miracle.
生命的分享。
And the sharing of life.
就是生命丰盛的记号。
And there's a sign of abundant life.
如果我们没有分享给别人。
If we do not share with others.
我们一直为自己。
Then we only take care of ourselves.
我们永远没有办法维持原有的生命。
Forever we cannot keep our own life.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
为自己保留生命。
He who keeps his own life,
就要舍弃生命。
Will lose his life.
为我以福音舍弃生命。
He lose life for myself and for the sake of the gospel.
得救生命。
He will gain life.
生命的分享。
And that's sharing of life then.
所以这句圣经就是讲生命分享的问题。
So this Bible talk about the principle of sharing of life and abundant life.
这里讲两样的事情。
Here talk about two things.
第一方面。就是主动去帮助别人
，take initiative to help others。
你自己要看谁需要
，you see who's in need。
然后你去帮助
，help others。
第二方面
，the second，
人到你家的时候，你被人来到你家邀请你要住在你家的时候，你要接受他。
When people come to you wanting to be invited to stay with you, you want to take care of them。
怎样帮助别人
？One is to help others。
一方面怎样接待别人
？One is to how to receive people。
生命在这种分享的中间。
Life in this kind of sharing。
所以我们要注意几个问题。
So a few principles。
这里说什么呢
？Here it says，
圣徒有穷苦。
When there's a need in the saints，
有贫乏。
And there's a poverty，
你要帮助。
You must help them。
我们第一个问题。
The first。
谁是圣徒
？Who are the saints？
这里不是指周济贫穷。
Here you're not talking about the poor。
我们已经讲施舍，已经讲过了。
Because we talk about giving already。
今天就讲这些不是施舍的问题。
Here not talking about giving alms。
帮助人跟施舍是完全不同的两件事。
To help others and to give alms are two different things。
但是有一个相同的现象。
But there's the same phenomena。
从我们的家中拿出钱来给别人。
Taking our own money from our home to give others.
施舍给别人。
When you give to others,
你帮助人也给别人。
You help also give to others.
表示你有舍己的心。
You have the heart to give.
牺牲的心。
You have sacrifice.
分享生命的心。
The heart to share.
这两个是不一样的。
But these two things are different.
施舍是给穷人。
To give alms is to give the poor.
这里是帮助圣徒。
Here to help God's people.
谁是圣徒？
Who are the saints?
就是那些在蛇永恒旨意里面，借着基督的死与复活。暴雪洗净 分别为圣的人。
Those who in the plan of God through the blood of Jesus Christ they have been cleansed.
这些人有得救的经验。
These people have experience of salvation.
这些人是主的宝血洗净的灵性。
And has the blood of Christ to cleanse them with that spirituality.
这些人有在圣而公的教会里面有份的这个地位。
And in that Catholic Church they have a position.
这是圣徒。
That is the same.
保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候。
When Paul wrote the Corinth.
我保罗。
I Paul.
写信给你们在。哥林多的上帝的圣徒
write to you the saints of God in Corinth
是不是圣徒都是过很圣洁的生活
are those saints get lead holy life not necessarily
圣徒是一个地位
the saint is a position
有一些人有了这个地位忘记了以地位相称的生活
some had a position but don't live a life comparable to the position
所以哥林教会有纷争的事情
so in the Corinthian church they have this strife
哥林的教会有吃饭只顾自己不顾别人分得不平均
and even in the feast they do not have equality in sharing
哥林的教会还有人以继母发生淫乱的事
the church of Corinth they have like adultery
这三件事
these three things
就说明他们是属肉体的
which they belong to the flesh
他们没有以蒙召的恩相称的形式为人
they do not have a life that's comparable to their calling
那么保罗对这样的人为什么称他是圣徒
to this kind of people how can Paul call them saints
这是从地位上来论的
positionally he says
按地位他们已经被分裂为圣
according to the position they've been separated because saints
基督徒要谨慎
so Christian must be careful
你是不是得救的人
are you saved
你是不是已经蒙上帝的救赎赦罪的恩典已经被他拯救的
have you received the forgiving grace of God
如果是的话
if so
你要记得被拯救一生是一次
Remember you are saved only once in life
受教导一生是经常不断
But to be taught is a constant thing
You are only once saved But the rest of our life Always consistently To be taught by the truth of God
我们一直被拯救但是一生里面的时候真的教导
常常提醒自己
Constantly remind yourself
怎样过一个合乎圣徒地位的生活
How do we live like comparable to our sin position
这样Then, 我们才能永生一人
Then we can glorify God and help others
第二个问题
The second
就是为什么圣徒会贫穷呢
Why is the saint becoming poor
既然是一个圣徒
Since the saint
神拯救的人
God saved
神的恩典在他
God's grace upon them
为什么圣徒会过贫穷缺乏的生活
Why is the saint will live a life of lacking
圣经岂不是说我们有见过义人的后代在路上讨饭吗
Doesn't the Bible say that the descendant of a righteous man will not be a beggar
是不是一个圣徒一定上帝照顾他衣食不缺呢
We need that the saints God will take care of them without any want and need
为什么说圣徒若有缺乏你要帮助
Why they say that when the sinner is in need you must help them
所以这句话保罗很清楚地告诉我们基督徒有时候有生活上的困难
Paul here very clearly said in our life many times Christians may have need
连保罗自己都曾经有困难
Even Paul himself faced this kind of need
保罗有经济的困难吗
Paul does he have financial need
保罗有贫穷的经验
Does he have experience of poverty
在哪里呢
Where
保罗说无论处富足无论处贫穷我都知道怎样去处理的。
Paul knows I know how to deal with poverty and richness.
这句话已经隐藏着保罗自己也有时有贫穷的。
Which means that at times Paul will feel a need.
当一个圣徒依靠上帝过生活的人，自己还有贫穷缺乏的时候。
When a saint relying on God to live his life, he still also fall into poverty.
那又怎么样？
What to do now?
我要问更深的一个问题。
A deeper question I will ask.
上帝为什么许可一些真正爱他？真正圣洁生活的人在贫穷的中间好像不纪念他
Why is that God allow those people who truly are saints but fall into poverty and still he doesn't remember them
是不是上帝工作太多挂一漏万
Is it God too busy and forgot one person
所以有一些人呢忘记了那一天没有点他的名字
Or is that forgot somebody to take the name
所以忘记供应他的需要
And forgot to provide for the need
有时候你会感觉到有一些见证是很奇妙
Some you find testimony are strange
忽然间没有飞机有一个位置
Suddenly there's no seat and there's one seat
那一天没有东西吃有人寄东西来给
And that there's nothing to eat people send them food
当钱用完的时候有人寄一个信封过来
When they finish the money people send an envelope
我有个朋友他的太太生产 要出医院的时候没有钱。
I got a friend, the wife gave birth before they go to out of hospital, discharge no money.
中午十二点要出医院。
And noon she must be discharged. No money to pay the expenses.
那怎么办呢？
What to do?
是不是叫他太太再假装痛一下，再过几天才出
来？ Ask the wife to pretend and then stay a few more days.
太太又很健康。
She was healthy.
所以她就祷告祷告。
She pray and pray and pray.
到了十点半的时候。
At 10:30.
突然有一个人来找她。
Suddenly a person came to visit them.
对，他说我要还你一笔钱。
I want to pay back your money.
奇怪。
She's strange.
上帝在这个时候叫这个人来还这个钱是钱。
At this moment, this person come to pay back this money. What's money?
他说四年前我做生意欠你一笔钱，你可能也忘记。
See, 4 years ago in business, I owe you something, maybe you forgot.
突然间昨天晚上想起。
Starting last night, I remember.
所以我今天把那个钱带来。
Today I took this money, want to pay back.
虽然我没有还你利息。
Even though I don't pay you the interest.
他望你先原谅我。
Please forgive me.
他不但原谅，高兴的半死。
She was so happy. Actually, he was so happy.
这个时候要到医院去。
Because at this moment, to be discharged, want to pay money, God sent him.
那么等这个人回去的时候。
So when this bill left,
他把钱算一算。
He counted the money.
刚刚好就是医院要用。
Exactly what the hospital wants.
许多基督徒有这一类的经验。
Many Christians have this kind of testimony.
但你不要以为每天就是这样。
Do not feel every day is the same.
你不要以为刚好明天有人把四年前欠你的钱带来。
You don't think that tomorrow people will pay you with your debt 4 years ago.
这就是可能发生。
This nothing can happen.
圣经不这样应许。
But the Bible doesn't promise that.
所以才有拉撒路讨饭的记载。
And that's why Lazarus was a beggar that was recorded in the Bible.
下阴间。
And also a rich man who go to the hell.
拉撒路进亚伯拉罕的怀。
Lazarus go to the bosom of Abraham.
地上进来这个讨饭的。
He was a beggar in our life.
这些就使我们的思想更广泛起来。
Only about to widen our thinking.
有时上帝让他的百姓受苦。
Sometimes God allow His people to suffer.
有时上帝许可他的百姓四百年没有见证。
And also for 400 years without a prophet for His own people.
上帝为什么许可埃及人在法老下面四百多年？做奴工。
Why is that God allow his own people to suffer as a slave under the Pharaoh?
这件事我们不能完全明白。
We cannot fully understand that.
但是今天的圣经告诉我们。
But today Bible says.
基督徒有一个责任。
Christian has a responsibility.
看见圣徒有需要。
When you see God's people in need.
你帮助他。
Help them.
你帮助他。
Help them.
你把金钱带到他那。
Give them the money.
这个吩咐啊。
This kind of instruction.
不是施舍。
It's not to give alms.
不是这个对外邦人行善。
Not to give alms to the Gentiles.
在回教里面。
In the this Muslim.
一个顺服上帝的人有五件事要做。
A one who submit God must have 25 things.
每一天要称阿拉的名，又承认穆罕默德是他唯一的钦差的先知。
So every day you must acknowledge Allah and also Muhammad is the prophet sent by God.
第二。
A second.
每一天从太阳还没有上升，直到太阳。这个西沉的时候，要五次的祷告上。
Every day before the sun rises, the sun sets, you must pray 5 times.
第三
，third，
一个回教徒，他一定要一年里面最少有一个月要禁食。
A Muslim in a year, at least a month, he must fast.
第四
，the fourth，
经济可能的范围里面，一定要到 Mecca 去朝圣。
Financially, if they are affordable, they must go to Mecca.
第五。要周济贫穷的。
You must give alms to people.
这种回教徒管理金钱、管理施舍，是他五大命令中间的。
These are 5 big instructions for the Muslims.
但是这些是以他建立宗教的功劳有份的。
But this thing has nothing to do to establish their religious merits.
与基督徒这样做没有关系。
But nothing to do with Christians.
基督徒施舍的时候
，Christian when they give,
富是。为了要达到我们得救的可能。
Not because to reach the possibility of being saved or earn our salvation.
基督徒帮助别人的需要的时候。
When you help people in need.
不是建立自己的功劳。
Not to establish their own merit.
这是我们的生命的分享。
This is our sharing of life.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
我不知道你曾经有帮助过人。
I don't know whether you have ever helped people.
从你手中用你的钱给过人。
Well, have you ever give people money?
曾经注意到别人的需要。
Have you ever paid attention to people's needs?
曾经对圣徒有帮助的这种经验。
Have you ever experienced to help the saints in need?
我们今天听了这些话以后。
I hope they heard this.
我们学习。
We learn.
学习从我们生命中间分一些东西出去。
Then to share something in our life.
神给我的恩典够了。
God has given me so much grace. Can I share with others?
神给我的钱多了。
God has more money to me. Can I give to others?
神给我的时间够。
God has given me more time.
神给我的健康够。
More health.
能不能分出我生命的一部分
？Can I share part of my life?
使别人得着
帮助。So that other will help.
这样你需要一个智慧的眼光。
Then you have a wisdom heart.
机警的看。
And also very subtly
看见弟兄的需要。
See people's need.
有一些人的需要不是因为没有饭吃。
There are people who are in need because they have no food.
有一些人需要是在急迫中间某一件事。
That they need in some urgency.
那这些需要的还是需要帮助。
They still need, they need to be helped.
所以你要学习做一个懂得主动看见，懂得愿意主动分享生命，帮助别人。
Be one who take initiative to take care of the need and also to help others.
那我们帮助别人的时候
，So when you help others,
我们要注意我们的帮助产生正确的果效，或者产生。
To take note whether that help produces a right or wrong effect.
我们为什么帮助人？
Why is that we help others?
如果我帮助人以后，
if after I help people,
这个人因为我的帮助更懒惰，
this person because my help become more lazy,
我的帮助就是错的，
then my help is wrong.
所以你注意这句话，
pay attention.
如果我帮助他，
if I would help him,
使他更懒惰的话，
so that he can be more lazy,
我的帮助就是错的，
then my help is wrong.
如果我帮助他，
if I would help him,
使他更懒惰，
so that he can be more lazy,
我在这件事上不是行善，我是变成犯罪。
Then I'm not doing good, but I'm sinning.
所以有许多许多的懒惰人，
many many of lazy people,
因为太习惯接受人的帮助，养成习惯。
Because they're so habitual in receiving people's help.
你一定要有智慧。
You must have wisdom.
第二方面，
the second,
如果你帮助人的结果，
if the result helping others,
这个人更没有奋斗的意志。
He doesn't have a mind to strive.
养成一个有困难就依靠人，有困难就依赖人。这样你的帮助也是不好的。
So that every time we have difficulty, they want to come to people to for help. This is no good.
所以在帮助人，
so when you're helping others,
跟是不是产生副作用的这两件的事情，
when it produces a negative result,
你要求主给你智慧。
Pray to God and giving wisdom.
而且你要很谨慎。
You must be alert.
我从前常常给人家骗。
In the past, I was cheated by people.
不是因为我。这个喜欢跟人家骗。
Not because I like to be cheated.
我不是太聪明。
Because I'm not too wise.
有一些事情我怕没有机会做好事就给人家骗。
Because sometimes I feel that I may not have a chance to do good, so I was cheated.
有的人骗得很厉害。
And people that know how to cheat.
那么我呢也不知道。
I didn't know.
因为做人太简单了。
So I'm too simple-minded.
我的思想是不简单的。
My thinking is not simple.
我思想很多事情的时候。
I think a lot of things.
我是很复杂、很仔细、很深入的事情。
I can think of things with in delicacy.
但是当我看见人在困难中间的时候。
But when I see people in need.
我没有想到有的人诡诈到那里。
I never thought that people are so cunning.
我大概很年轻的时候。
When I was young.
看见那个乞丐很可怜。
I saw a beggar.
我就请他进到我的房子。
So I invited him to come to my house.
在我的洗
In my bathroom, take bath.
然后呢，把这个 plastic 交给他。
And give him a plastic.
把旧的衣服放在那边。
And old clothing.
我给他新的衣服穿。
And give him the new food.
整套都是新的衣服。
New clothing.
新的鞋子。
And new shoes.
再给他一点钱。
Give him some money.
叫他去买鞋油。
Ask him to buy a polish.
给他刷子。
And polish the brush.
他可以在路边替人擦鞋赚钱，好过做乞丐。
So that he can make even some of the polish to shoe for people.
谢谢。
Yeah, say thank you.
头发油也换好了。
And put the cream.
比较像样了。
And look nice.
衣服
new clothing
走了
left
不久我就想他走到哪里
I said where did he go
我就骑脚车我还很年轻
so I took a bicycle
骑脚车去找他
took a bicycle and look for him
几条街的看见他在那边
and I see he's there
又是穿那件破衣服
took that old clothing
旧的衣服还在那里
took clothing was there
我说你就是刚才在我家洗到那个
weren't you the one who was taking part in my place
你喜欢穿脏衣服吗
you like to take dirty clothes
他说什么呢
what did he say
他说谢谢你你很好使
thank you you're a good man
但是你打断我的前途
But you have cut short my future. I was frightened. How do I cut short your future? To put your new clothes, no one pity me. So I have no income. So he taught me how to help people. I was so disappointed.Many times. People say, my things are lost, my purse is lost, can you give me money to buy a ticket? I bought him a ticket.
他就跑到另外一边再要了另外一张车票。
So he went to another place to ask for another ticket.
所以慢慢我学会了，你要买车票。
I learned you want to buy ticket.
我就真的买了车票把你送上车，等车门关掉我才回去。
I buy the ticket and send you up the bus before I leave.
你要坐车吗？
You want to take a bus?
他 还可以下一站跑回来的。
But he can disboard and then come again.
所以帮助人有时候会怕。
So sometimes it's frightened to help people.
这是事实的问题。
This is a fact.
礼拜一。
On Monday.
我讲完到。
After finish my topic.
我到飞机。
Tuesday I went to the airport.
要飞到香港。
And I went to Hong Kong.
那么就永华弟兄。
Brother 永华。
带我去到 check in.
Help me to check in.
Check in 完了。
After checking in.
那么呢？他们就坐车回新加坡去。
So they went back to Singapore.
我快要进到这个门的时候。
Before I enter.
有一对夫妇穿得很好。
A couple well dressed.
男的戴 Versace 的手表。
Versace's watch.
应该是10,000多块的港币。
About 10,000 Hong Kong dollars.
他在穿 Rado 的手表。
Rado watch for the wife.
带着皮包。
And with two bags.
他说：“这位先生可以不可以帮助我？”
And Mr. Can you help me?
前四天。
Only 4 days ago.
我说你有什么困难吗？
Any problem with you?
我们来这里玩了，要回去。
We came here to visit before we going back.
我们的皮包给人家拿去。
The person is snatched away.
我们今天到香港。
Today we go to Hong Kong.
我说快点，我也是到香港
的。I'm going to Hong Kong too.
这班机呀，快快快！不，我是坐华航。
No, I'm 在华航。
华航是更早的。
China Airlines is earlier.
他说不，我们是下午的。
So I'm in the afternoon.
那下午为什么早上去？我就。
How come I'm going in the morning?
那我到了香港以后。
So I reach Hong Kong.
我们要回到这个哈尔滨。
When you go to
Harbin,
so we still need 280 Hong Kong dollars.
你能不能帮助?
Can you help us?
你要不要帮助?
Will you help? I met the same thing in KLIA.
什么时候?
Last year. Last year.
也是一对这样的人, 也是中国人。
Yeah, a couple. I met the same thing.
那你怎么帮助他?
I didn't help. I say, I can't help.
这个比我聪明多。我说我存心帮助你。
See, I want to help you.
那我怎么帮助你？
How do I help you?
你有什么东西可以卖给我？
Is anything you can sell me?
是我不需要。
That I don't need.
我不得不买下来。
I'll buy it.
使你有钱买。
So they have money to go.
好不好啊？
Would it be good?
比较好一点吗？
Better now.
我说。如果这个时候有当铺
，If there's a pawn shop，
可以临时帮助你
，Can help you，
也是你的好机会。
That's a good chance。
有吗？这里有当铺。
Is there a pawn shop？
我的机场没有当铺。
There's no pawn shop in the airport。
我再去找当铺。
We'll go to KL。
后来呢？你这个手表，你拿出来好了。
Take out this watch。
我说，那我是不需要表，因为我很多表。
I don't need watches, but I have many。
我是很嗜好表的。
But I like watches。
他表拿下来，
所以值得的。How much you bought it?
他如果乱讲，我也知道。
I know if you were to
cheat. 你那个手表大概值多少钱，我都可以知道。
I know what is the value of a watch.
他说我买2,700块港币。
I say $2,700 Hong Kong.
我想可能。
Possible.
这个是真的拉豆表。
True Rado.
有可能。
True Rado.
我说在香港现在不景气，可以扣35%卖。
I can get a discount of 35% in Hong Kong now because of economic recession.
用了多久？
How long have you worn it?
我用了半年。
Half a year.
我丈夫买给我。
My husband bought me.
好，我现在我要进去了。
I'm going to go in now.
我们夫妇商量。
You go and discuss yourself.
如果你把这个买给我。
You will sell me this.
我把钱给你。
I give you the money.
如果你要。
If you want.
有钱寄回给我，这个东西要寄回给你。
Then you send me the money, I'll send the watch to you.
是为了帮助你。
Does it help you?
那么多少呢？
How much?
我说我给你2,000块。
I'll give you 2,000.
那是很高的价钱。
That's a high price.
但是这丈夫买给我，丈夫在这里嘛，你又再买嘛。
But husband bought me. Ask husband.
我寄回给你嘛。
I'll send it to you.
你钱寄回来，我寄回给你。
Send the money. I'll send it to you.
先给你，先给你钱嘛。
I'll give the money first.
想来想去，后来好了好了，就给了。
Okay, I'll give you.
我刚给他2,000以后。
So I give 2,000 to them.
2,000港币。
2,000 Hong Kong dollars.
先生再加一点好不好
？Would you add a little bit?
要不要再加给他
？Would I add?
我再把200块给他。
I give them. $200 more. And give them their phone number. My fax. If they fax me to say, well, pick up the watch, I can send them the watch. And there's a freedom. To help people is difficult. But to help saints here. If we would help others, you are not sure whether they need help or they want to cheat you.
你宁可给他一点。
You can give them a little bit.
就不需要再盼望他拿回来。
But don't hope that they'll pay you back.
他我把钱给了他以后。
After I give the money to them.
他表给我以后。
And giving the watch to me.
下个礼拜在这边拍卖，谁要买的好。
And next year the auction here.
那么呢，他把表给我了以后。
After he has given me
the watch. 哎呀，没有表很辛苦。
Oh, I don't watch so difficult.
我刚刚买一个表要给我家里的佣人。
So I bought a watch for my this servant.
我说这个你拿去。
I say you can take this.
你就有表用。
So you have watch now.
我做人做到这样，如果还不好。
So I'm a good man now.
就没有办法。
I'm a good man now.
因为我的老师告诉我。
Because my teacher said.
宁可帮错人。
You'd rather help people wrong.
好过从来不帮人。
And the best that you don't help people at all.
我一直记得这个。
So I remember this.
宁可帮错人，宁可给人骗好过呢，骗人也好过没有机会帮。
Better that you be cheated rather than you cheat people.
从前呢，我可能就给他钱。
In the past, I may give him money.
280万给
他。$280 give
you. 现在我要他东西拿来。
But now I want a thing for me.
比较聪明一点点。
I'm a little bit wise now.
我们不要有副作用。
Don't have a negative effect.
你帮助人的时候。
When you help others.
不是帮助他懒惰。
Not to teach them to be lazy.
帮助他依赖性。
To have them to rely more.
不是帮助他再去做坏事。
To have them so they do evil things.
如果他这个钱。
If this money.
拿去害人。
They will use it to
帮助就是
hurt others.
投资在害人的公司。
Then your this money is invested in those things that hurt people.
我必须要很谨慎，有智慧来处理这些。
So we must be wise to deal with these things.
那我们现在问，到底我们要帮助哪一种
？But what kind of people do we help now?
怎样的状况之下我们
？In what kind of situation that we need to help them?
第一啊
，The first.
我们帮助的人
，Those who need help.
那是他因为有灾祸来到。
Because they have disaster coming to them,
受到困境
and they are now caught in the difficulty.
真正的灾祸遇到的时候
in true disasters,
我们应当要帮助
we must help them.
因为人遇到灾祸
when people are met with difficulty,
不是他要
not because they want it.
今天轮到他，可能明天轮到我们遇到灾祸
Today is their turn, maybe tomorrow is our turn.
与人之间有一个同情心
There's maybe a compassionate heart within people.
如果有人正在遭过灾祸中
，if the people are in disaster,
特别是同样有信仰的圣徒
，or saints with the same faith,
我们就动怜悯的心。
We must have compassionate heart.
圣经说，一个失住怜悯心的人
，the Bible says those who block their compassionate heart,
上帝必不怜悯。
God will not have